بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اہل اللہ کے ہر فعل میں نیت صالحہ ہوتی ہے. ارشاد: اہل اللہ کے ہر فعل میں نیت صالحہ ہوتی ہے اگر کسی فعل میں کوئی خاص نیت نہ ہو. کیونکہ بعض دفعہ ہر فعل میں نیت تراشنا مشکل ہوتا ہے تو اس میں اظہار عبدیت کی حکمت ہوتی ہے. ہم ایسے عاجز ہیں کہ ہم سے نیت صالحہ نہیں ہو سکتی اور اظہار عبدیت شرعاً مطلوب ہے. چنانچہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے محض اظہار عبدیت کے لیے بھی بعض افعال کیے ہیں. چنانچہ ایک کھانا کھا کر آپ اول خدا کی حمد فرماتے تھے: الحمدللہ الذی اطعمنا وسقونا وجعلنا من المسلمین. اس کے بعد فرماتے تھے: غیر مکفی ولا مودع ولا مستغن عنہ ربنا. کہ اے اللہ، اس کھانے کو ہم ہمیشہ کے لیے رخصت نہیں کرتے، بلکہ دوسری وقت پھر اس کی طلب کریں گے، اور نہ اس کی بے قدری کی گئی ہے بلکہ پیٹ بھرنے کے بعد بھی ہم اس کے ویسے ہی قدردان ہیں جیسے بھوک کی حالت میں تھے، اور نہ ہم کو اس سے استغنا ہوا ہے بلکہ ہم ہر حال میں اس کے محتاج ہیں، مگر اس وقت اس نے دسترخوان اٹھا دیا کہ اب گنجائش نہیں رہی.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. امام عمر داؤد صاحب رحمۃ اللہ has selected approximately 4,800 hadiths from a compilation of more than 500,000. Imam Bukhari sahab also compilation of 600,000 and minus the Mukarrarat, the approximately 3,000 hadiths. And they all say from this great treasure of hadith, there are just 4 hadiths enough for a Muslim to run his life. In other words, if you see through this hadith, then you will find solutions and answers for all departments of life. The first person to talk about this was Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi said, not 4, 5. So the third one that was being spoken about by all his imams was the hadith of من يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. That was the third one. You love for your brother what you love for yourself. Abu Hanifa rahmatullah had one more. And then أن يكف المسلم من سليم المسلم من لسانه ويده. The others brought both hadiths under one, and Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah made that into two. So when you examine these 4 hadiths, right, so the first one they speak about niyat, innama al-a'malu bin niyat. Then number 2, الحلال بين والحرام بين. حلال, everybody knows, no Muslim has to explain that fish is halal, right? Everybody knows. And number 3, تركه ما لا يعني من حسن اسلام المرء, to leave out things that don't concern you. The last one is يحب لأخي ما يحب لنفسه. So if you look at the second one, حلال بين والحرام بين, then you've got all the حقوق الله, all you've got it right, because then you are conscious of the do's and the don'ts. That's why you say halal and haram. Right? So you say halal and haram, why? You're conscious of the do's and the don'ts. So that will get all the huququllah right. And when you talk about the hadith, يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِي يُحِبُّ لِأَخِي مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِي, then you got the huququl ibad right. So two important departments, huququllah and huququl ibad, right? When you talk about the last one, or the تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي, then it's impressing upon you the importance of the capital of life. Capital of life is time. Lose a thing, you lost it. The capital is gone, then can you do anything after that? So huququllah, huququl ibad, and the capital of life. And the first hadith is the hadith that is under discussion. That is niyat. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. So literally it will translate that actions are through intentions, or actions are based on intentions, right? So the literal translation, actions are because of intentions. So if you say actions are because of intentions, then there can be an action without an intention. Right? Someone fell off from the bed, right? Did he intend? He didn't intend. So you can't translate it, because actions are good intentions. Can't say that. Now there's an action found, but no intention. So now, the different imams will have to make a ta'wil, will give an explanation of the hadith. So the three imams, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad, Imam Malik, says that the validity of the action is because of your intention. You have to have an intention for the action, right? No intention is not valid. So Imam Ahmad, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, they go on the side. Imam Abu Hanifa says that we rather say that the sawab of the action is based on the niyat, not the validity. Because we have some complications. For example, now your cloth got napak, right? Can impure. And you washed it clean, right? But you didn't make the niyat for it. So will that be clean? No, all things will be clean. All the things clean. So now Imam Sahib will ask, now alright, say it's the action is based on the intention, then how the thing became bad, then how the thing became clean. So you rather say the sawab. So then there'll be two type of actions, right? One action is maqsood bizzat, and the other action is ghair maqsood bizzat. One action is the actual purpose, right? Like you're making wuzu for what? To perform salah, right? Without wuzu, the salah won't be valid. So the actual purpose was namaz. So those actions, the actual purpose, for that you have to make a niyat. Someone called you to namaz, and he didn't make a niyat, But those that are the means to the end, right? It will be valid, that action will be valid, though the intention wasn't found. Like he made wuzu and he didn't make an intention. So the wuzu will be valid, according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. But because he didn't make the niyat, he won't get a sawab for it. So the sawab is based on the alright, there are some other ishkalat. Now we are sitting in the khanka, so we can't go into that. Innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. Now this hadith comes right at the beginning of most kitabs. Now why they bring it at the very beginning? So the writer is emphasizing the importance of getting the intention right. From the beginning right to the end. Otherwise, this whole exercise will be futile. So get your intention right from the beginning. Right? Like it's a basis, right? The basis, the foundation. So get the basis right, get the foundation right, and the whole thing will be right. So, that is why the Prophet right at the beginning. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. So, the base is not right, then how can the action be right? And in any construction, first comes the base. That's why the base is called the basement. Isn't it? First, the base. So without a base, you can't understand a structure standing without a base. It must have a base for it to be able to stand. So for your action to be able to stand, it needs that intention. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Right. Some places, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. So it's mufrad, and somewhere بِالنِّيَّاتِ jama, right? وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. So every person will get what he's intended, right? So now ulama have explained that again, you see. But they explain, you'll get exactly what you intend. So actions will be of various kinds, right? When actions are of different kinds, then there are actions that cover the entire time of the obligation. Like roza, right? Fasting. It covers the entire time. So that one obligation is covered the entire time. From the morning right till the evening, this you can't keep a second fast in that. Can you keep a second fast? So that one fast, it takes the entire time. Yeah. From the morning right to the time, right to the end, only one fast. You can't jam in another fast. And there are actions which you can do, right? And you'll be still spared with some time. Like you read your Fajr namaz, you can't say now after you perform your Fajr salah, when the time of the Fajr has expired, can you say that? There's still time. When there's still time, you can still do your qada. Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, whatever. So because there is time, you can still do something after the time. Now the hadith is saying, وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. You get what you intend. So in the fasting, just a general intention is sufficient in fasting. Why? Because within that time you can't do any other thing. fast. And the time is also specified, it's Ramadan. So if you just have a plain intention, fasting is sufficient. Okay. And that's for the fasting of Ramadan. You see that? So now, talking about these issues, don't complicate things, right? It's right for every person to talk to the limit of his understanding. He mustn't speak beyond that. So one person came to give bayan, right? The jahilo, tum niyat karte ho roze ki. Jahil, you're making niyat for roza. Bila niyat ki, without niyat, how can roza going to be right? He says, you must say like this. Bisomi ghadin nawaitu. That is a niyat, right? Let's see. Anyway, the wise finishes bayan, stayed over the night. Next morning he sees all the village and all, they're putting hookah. Like, kya ho gaya, what happened? He said, we still didn't learn the niyat. So, did he complicate the matter further for us? See. But he didn't understand it himself very well. And these villagers are thinking, then the fasting, there's no fast, right, because we don't have the niyat. So then why must I hungry? Rather eat then. See, so this masail is for some one class of people to explain that. Person has got that understanding, he'll explain it right. But now you don't have that understanding, then you confuse people, complicate things, right? So, innamal amal bin niyat. Wa innama li kulli mri'in ma nawa. What you intended, you just get that. So now, I showed you there are two types of ibadat. One ibadat that takes the entire time. And one ibadat that you can do it, and you can do other ibadat as well. So now, because there is the scope, the time for multiple ibadat, therefore you have to specify the reading asar namaz or zuhar namaz, what namaz we read. Or you reading qaza namaz, you reading adha namaz, what namaz you reading. Because there's scope for both. So, likulli mri'in mana, what you intend. Because the time has got the scope or the capacity for both. That's one thing, right? The kulli mri'in manava. I explained this to you, but if you read with the mud, you get a different meaning. The kulli mri'in manava. Manava. If you read with the mud, then you get a different meaning. So, ta'adduda manwi, right? You intended several things. In one work, you intended several things, right? So, then you will get the sawab for all that you intended. What? Kulli mri'in ma'anawa. Just cheez ki bhi tune niyat ki, uska sawab milega. Ma'anawa. Right? Now, you came to perform your namaz, right? So you had multiple niyats. One niyat was to make my wuzu at home and come for namaz with more sawab. With more sawab, right? Second niyat was, I'll come on foot. So another sawab, right? Third niyat was that I'll apply some nice itar, so the malaika like that, Allah Baba likes that. And my Muslim brothers also will feel comfortable. Third niyat, right? The fourth niyat he's got is to retreat, right? That If I meet any Muslim on the way, then I'll make him salam, right? Fortunately. You see, I make salam to him. Five, I'll smile at him. So the fifth sawab. See that? Number six is that if someone has got a problem, then I'll try and help him out. Maybe someone is a ma'alim, so someone wants to know some masala. And when he wants to know some masala, I'll try and help him out, right? Six, right? Or if it's a non-alim, the person wants some help. Example, he wants to move his furniture, right? And you order a van, right? No, I'll sort you out, I'll help you out. So if anybody's got a need, then you will try and help you out. That's a Muslim life. Muslim life is about helping, kindness. Not, people mustn't come and tramp my feet and take advantage of me. What can I do for you? What can I help you out? Right? So wherever I can help the person easily, I will try and help the person out, right? Or coming on the road, and there's an intention, if someone is asking you for direction, for the right place, not for the wrong place. He's asking you direction, now, for example, for a pub. He's asking you direction for a brothel, or woman, or escort. He's asking you direction for stolen goods, right? So you're not going to show it. But they're asking you direction for the right places, you give them the direction. So how many years you got now? 6 years, right? Then, niyat again, I'll come a little bit earlier to the masjid, especially at times where people are in a little ghaflat, so I'll come a little earlier. Like for example, Fajr namaz, I'll come a little earlier. So that if, say for example, chance, the muazzin got delayed, right? You can also get delayed, so he got delayed. So I'll follow the azan. I'll not rush for that, but if there's a need for follow the azan, and there's nobody available, then I'll call the azan. I came to the masjid earlier for that intention. So you already got the sawab for the azan as well. Then, when you come into the masjid, and you have the intention as well, that I'll try and occupy the front rows. Right? So the hadith says that Allah Ta'ala and His malaika, they send the special salutations on the people that occupy the front rows. Now, how many niyat you got now? 8, right? Then you got an intention, alright. There'll be ta'lim in the masjid after the namaz. I'll sit down for the ta'lim, right? Or there's going to be a guest program. I'll participate in the guest program. So how many niyat? Number 10 is, if there is the need for me to teach someone something, I will teach him. I can see now, he's not doing his namaz right, he's not doing his wuzu right, right? So if there's a need for me to teach that person, I will teach the person. Number 11, he's got a niyat, that from the house till I reach the masjid, I will take good care of my eyes and my tongue. My tongue mustn't go in the wrong places. I'll only talk about good things if I need to. Otherwise, I'll keep quiet. If there's a genuine need for me to speak about a good thing, I'll speak about it. Or I'll remain silent. And I'll take good care of my eyes. So now how many niyat you got? See. 11, huh? 11 niyat. Now, لكل امرئ ما نوى تعدد منوي. How many niyats, how many niyats? So all that you intended, you're going to get a reward for, right? Then you got an intention again, like I say, some namazes, sometimes there's a delay, right? Imam is not there, something happened, you have to attend something, right? So, if there was a delay and there was a need to perform a namaz, I am Hafiz, I am Mulana, and I will perform the namaz. Not that I'll push myself, but if there's a need, I will do that as well. Right? So now, not asharatun kamila, isna ashara. How much fragments, right? See, in one action, but so many intentions you can have. And for all that you intended, whether you accomplished it or you didn't accomplish it, you're going to get a sawab for that. Now, that sawab is not subject to your accomplishing. Right? Yeah. So this, the importance of niyat. So that's the foundation, the base. So understand that you must keep your intentions right. So the Ahlullah, they work out an intention for every action. Right? For example, if you are eating, then you're not just eating, just on impulse came to eat. So you have an intention that I'm eating, I'll fuel myself, and I'll be able to do my farais, nafal, etc. Do things right. I'm eating moderately, not overeating, so that I don't lose my temper. Huh? A hungry man is an angry man. I'm hungry now, very, very hungry. And came to the house, and she's asking now, where do we follow this? If you just lose yourself, what happened? Right. So, see that intention. So the intention is to refuel yourself so that you don't get angry, you can carry out your obligations, and you can make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for the gifts that He has blessed you with. See that? There is a permissible thing. Now, there may be some actions that you find difficulty in making an intention. Now you don't know what to say, right? What near to me. So, just the izhar ihtiyaj, right? You're showing your need, yeah? You're showing your need, desperation. That also is a reward, right? Like, see, you eat and right, so it's one of the du'as, غير مستغنى ولا موضع عنه ربنا غير موضع ولا مستغنى عنه ربنا. So what do you think to Allah Ta'ala? That you are saying two, three things. One is saying that we are not unappreciative. See, we left this thing out after the Dastakhan was picked up. So it's not because we are ungrateful. No. We need it, right? We're showing the need to Allah Ta'ala. Right? That showing the need, that's an ibadah. Right? Show your weakness, your limitations, your desperation, you must show to Allah Ta'ala. Allah likes to see that, so that's an ibadah. Ghayra muwadda'in. Now, we left it not because we dislike it, but that was our capacity. We could only take that much. But we need this thing, these favors of yours, Allah Ta'ala. We need your favors all the time. We need now, we need later on also. Right? Like now, for example, you had 100 rand and you bought a meal, right? So, now that your money is spent 100 rand, what will be the state of your mind? Yeah, I had breakfast now, 100 rand. What am I going to eat for supper? So would there be a mental turmoil or not? Right? So therefore you're saying, Allah Ta'ala, that I've left this temporary because of my capacity, but I have a genuine need. Like I say, you sorted out for the breakfast and you're concerned about the supper. See? So where it's easy for you to make the niyat, you make the niyat. And for some reason, you can't find the niyat to make, then have that in mind. I'm expressing my need, right? I'm expressing my desperation to Allah Ta'ala, my need, right? Don't show an attitude as I don't need this. To Allah Ta'ala, you don't show an attitude. Any small gift or big gift, but you show the ability to breathe properly. Right? Isn't that a gift? In this COVID, right? And how many cases you had? People had to bring that machine, what they call a machine, yeah? Ventilator. Didn't you see that? So, the smallest of gifts of Allah Ta'ala are not small. You may call it small, but it's not small, it's great. You only realize the value when it's not there. Like now, you got a family, right? Wife and children, right? So now, about your niyat. Now, sometimes people will go to extremes, right? Making a niyat. But that extremism is not right. One person is traveling by train, right? So it's somewhere it's quite hot. So on the platform he saw that they are selling something. Right? What they're selling? Chana, right? Chana with the lemon. In the heat now it looks very nice. Sometimes chana chapati, right? Same all these things. So he saw on impulse, he jumped off, right? When he jumped off, now he's making his niyat now. What niyat? I'm buying this. Now, he's traveling himself, his wife and his children. Now he can't make up the niyat. It's taking time to make niyat, right? When he completed the niyat, the train all left. So his wife and children are gone, and he's stuck on the platform, see. So, that person should have just jumped in, bought it, and then started making niyat. Now, he's there on the platform, and he's thinking of making a niyat here. Now, see that? So, when you're getting some complication, then just the niyat of desperation of need, right? And Allah, for every favor of yours, I'm in need. I can't do without your favors. Without your bliss, I can't. I have to show Allah Ta'ala that really I am in need. See, at no time should we have that attitude. Antumul fuqara, wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. Allah Ta'ala, you are desperate. Allah Ta'ala is the one that's got no needs, free of wants.
شیوخ کی توجہ اور عنایت کی تفسیر. تعلیم شیوخ کی توجہ اور عنایت یہی ہے کہ اپنے مریدین کو مضرتوں سے بچنے کی ہدایت کریں, منافع حاصل کرنے کی تدبیریں بتائیں, ہر وقت ان کو اپنے زیر نظر رکھیں, اگر سامنے آ کر بیٹھیں تو خاص تفقد رکھیں.
What is the beauty of the sheikh, right? So the duty of the sheikh is these people have come, right? When they have come for their benefit, they have come to gain something, right? So at every moment I must think for their good. They've come here to learn something, right? So I mustn't now give a bayan to impress them or to fascinate them, talk some fantastic story. No. That fantastic story, they will get excited, but is that to their betterment? So I must see now what they need. They need, I must look at their need and speak about it. Right? What they need to guard themselves against, and what they need to do. Right? Like for example, now you have an You understand, people have no value for time, right? So now you spoke about time. That's why our Hazrat used to say, the Shaykh will not think of talking of new subjects all the time. No. His idea is for your benefit. It's like a physician, right? The patient that is going, so he's not taking care, he's not taking the recommended medication. He's not observing the precaution, right? So he comes for the 10th time, when the doctor changed the script, saying, by medication, and this is what you need to abstain from. So, though you're repeating for the 10th time, but you are looking in the interest of the person that came to you. At any given time, you look for the interest. You must look for the interest. And the murid also must think that I've come here to see my interest, to guard myself against the wrong, and to progress in the right matters. Not to get excited and thrilled, not to be fascinated, but I came to understand something. So, har waqt apne tafakkud mein rakhe, so he must, tafakkud is now to take care, right? To take care. So that was now a special feature of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. They take care of their flocks, right? They're not negligent of their flocks. See? Sometimes Umar radiallahu anhu, after Fajr, he didn't see Sulaiman ibn Yasar. I didn't see you for Fajr namaz. See? So he's speaking to him. So you're taking care of your flocks. Right? One man was complaining that I started getting angry over my children when they were casual about namaz, you know. Shouted them quite badly. So I can see to take care of your flock is important, right? It's important. But now, there'll be two situations on your children. One is they are small, right? 8, 9, then you can shout them to whatever, right? But now when they come of age, 13, 14, 15, in that age, and you're having that shouting attitude then it will not always work well. Because that child now is maturing, coming up of age, and he'll think in his mind, why is he treating me like a baby here? I got brains, I can think. Why is he treating me? So with a biological difference, that his psychology also changes. When his psychology changes, then you understand that, number one. Number two is this. I remember, you were small, so my father just take you for namaz, come namaz. When he come up of age, then his approach was changing. Now he says, namaz time, going now, make an announcement, right? So then I'm thinking of why, when we are children, his approach was something, and as we grown up now he's making an announcement. Then I saw some kitabs and all that. What the kitab called, the child became mukallaf. He's responsible, right? Now, if it is that he didn't listen to you, right? He didn't listen to you, then he became a sinner. So you have made your child a asi. Right? Made him a sinner, didn't you? Because you told him to come for namaz and he's delaying the whole process. So have you made him a sinner or not? So now, then how do you avoid making your child a sinner? So, you just say namaz time, right? When he announces namaz time, right? So if he heard, very good. But if he didn't comply, not a sinner. So how you cover the situation? But now, to take care of your flock, right? To look after your flock. But Ulama explained a third point here. In tafakkud, when I spoke about tafakkud, اذا فقدوا اعمالهم تفقدوا اعمالهم. Pious of the old, اذا فقدوا اعمالهم تفقدوا اعمالهم. See that you are taking care. Sulaiman alayhi salam is taking a stock of all his army. Right? The faqad at-tayr, he's taking a stock now. I've got different birds here. So what about the hudud? Where's mali la arahu? What happened to the hudud? So taking care, seeing to the welfare, that is the work of the anbiya. You see, Abu Bakr is appointed as the Khalifa. The next day he's seeing who is the destitute, what's the need here, is there any handicap, any age, and he finds someone very aged, and there's nobody to give him that care. But Umar has become Khalifa, so that boastful and bragging, now he can't sleep whole night. He's patrolling the whole Medina. Any person destitute, musafir, any person with any problem. So now, when you are in control of the finance now, in control of the mal now, darul mal, right? Then, that doesn't mean now you must brag about it that night, at baitul mal was so much. Now, you got control, you got finance, then that should be your fikr now. I got additional wealth, then what must I do? So, the Sahabi is asking, li dirham, what must I do? Pay on yourself. Dirham akhar, on your wife. So he's asking, see. So when I got that excess merit, that brings additional responsibilities. So, he's got the control of the baitul mal, excess merit. So therefore he's not at ease. See that? There's an excess merit, additional responsibilities. So I said, إِذَا فَقَدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ تَفَقَّدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. So you saw that, you know, you're not performing like you're supposed to be performing. At one point, you should be performing very well. At one point, then your elders corrected you, and you were taking it in the stride. But now, you're feeling offended, right? So, you see now there's a change, right? You know, where you were, and now how are you now? Before it was something else, and now it is something else. Now you're getting upset, now you're putting up your face, now you're trying to strain, right? But then you look at yourself when you were younger, and they told you something, then you took it in the stride, you didn't pull up your face, you didn't avoid them. But now, you are, the whole attitude is changing. فَقَدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. So you saw your whole attitude, your aspirations all changed, are not there now, not like what it used to be. So then their style was, they did not shift the blame onto the person or time or place. فَقَدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. They searched within themselves, I'm missing out something. Maybe I don't have that humility. Pride has replaced me. I've been substituted with pride. So I need to correct myself. See? Then you ask yourself, but you know, when you were younger, when the ustad or your elder told something, you did it. You didn't show an attitude, right? So why are you getting an attitude problem now? So tafaqqadu amal. Now that person always progresses. He doesn't retrogress. He's always progressing. But the person that thinks, why are they telling me? You know, why are they telling me? So can he progress? He can't progress. But if he has that, إِذَا فَقَدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ تَفَقَّدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ, he's looking within himself that there must be a wrong, something I didn't do right. Right? That's why I don't see the same blessings that I used to see before. Now, see, these people of Hud alayhi salam, right? Aad, right? So they were struck with drought. So the simple thing for them was to فاتقوا الله وأطيعون. Every Nabi said the same thing. Fear Allah Ta'ala and listen to him. That was the message of the Nabi. But now, they wanted to bypass. So what they did, they left the Nabi and they went straight to the Kaaba Sharif. See, so they tried to move away from the main course. See? Bypass. They bypass the procedure. See, it's a procedure, but you bypass the procedure. Can you see that? So when they bypass the procedure, here the people of the town caught it. Those people that went, send the delegation straight to the Kaaba Sharif, because of the precincts of the Haram, so they got saved. But as they stepped out of the Haram, they caught it. See? So these people caught it this side here, they caught it that side. Right? But why? They thought themselves to be too big to follow procedure. Tafakkadu. إِذَا فَقَدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ تَفَقَّدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. He's like that. What right has he got to send me this thing here? What he thinks of himself? Right. But if the person has that approach, can he progress after that? The father is telling the child, and the child thinks that, maybe not back answering the father, but he has that in his mind. Can he go? Can he progress? But the child says, alright, it's hard for me, right? But it's my father, my elder, he's got more experience and better understanding, so let me just listen to him and follow it, right? And afterwards he'll see, alright, this was a good in listening to my father. Immediately he won't see, but with time he'll understand. See that? فَقَدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. So every elder must feel himself responsible. كُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ, right? Every elder must feel that I'm responsible. You're responsible for what? For your flock. Children, your wife, and people that come under your influence. So you're responsible for them. To check on them. Now, because we neglect these things here, this elementary hadith cover a broad spectrum of these, right? They start getting complaints. Brothers, please look after your cars. Brothers, you bring children to the house, see that they don't make mischief. Why? Why do these complaints come? Because the man doesn't consider himself to be responsible. And if he felt himself to be responsible with the house of Allah Ta'ala, I need to maintain the respect for the house, right? And I mustn't be a nuisance, and the people that came with me, they mustn't be a nuisance for the masjid. So now you are worried about yourself and the people that you brought. Well, now you're just worried about yourself, letting your children running around. Right? Then they get into a fight. Now, then you will take your child's side against that person, right? Then that person's father comes in. Then what happens? Well, the children to the elders. But what's the root of the problem is, did you take responsibility of your crowd? Your crowd, you take responsibility. So if you bring your child, then see the child is next to you in the mosque. And if it is a child, he can't come into the adult's rows, then you go perform your namaz at the back, last row, and let your child be just near you, behind you. So you, till the namaz starts, he's with you, and when the namaz started, then he's just one before you, behind you. After the namaz again, he joined you. Right? So there's no chance of him getting into any mischief. But you must show the responsibility. Right? Now, many times you have to shout children and all that, and then it's a negligence of their parents. Right? In the masjid, at home, they're not being corrected. So they don't have the sense of responsibility. Right? Small things are there to be corrected. Alright. For example now, iron, right? Iron, right? So the child wanted to iron his clothes, so he took it into his room and left the iron there. Now, you want to use the ayin. Where is it? So if you teach him, don't keep shouting, at least 5-10 times, so if see, you pick up a thing from a place, leave it there. Because it is for everybody's use. Like, say for example, if two times, now say you need the ayin, right? And I misplaced it. Won't you feel inconvenienced? But there's one place, one spot for that ayin. You pick it up and replace it at the spot where you picked it up from. Right? So won't that house be comfortable? And won't you make that child responsible? Right? You got an appointment, you need to see that you respect the appointment, right? Your friend who gave you time at 10 o'clock. So you see, you respect that appointment, right? You need to leave the house, your child, so you must inform your parents where you're going to, which people you're going to, what time you expect to return, and what work you're going for. Now, that child is fully responsible. Where he's going, with who he's going, what he's going for, and what time is his expected return. See? And to teach the child, sometimes I may ask him not to go. So you mustn't pull up your face. You made the arrangements. Now the adults have to do the same thing. So the children do the same thing. So what the children and adults do, all the arrangements is done now. Everything is done. Hazrat, I have to go now. Now is that asking permission or is just informing? He's not asking permission. You're making it look like, you know, you're so such a good person that you ask for permission and then do things. See that? Aren't you deceiving? With all the arrangements, and after the arrangements, Hazrat, ijazat to go. See that? So, you're making the child fully responsible.
Hadiya mein ziyada sawab ki surat. Irshad, agar hadiya qaleel ho, aur khulus ziyada ho, sawab ziyada milega. ارشاد اگر ہدیہ قلیل ہو اور خلوص زیادہ ہو تو ثواب زیادہ ملے گا.
The focus of Allah Ta'ala is the heart. Ikhlas comes from what? Comes from the heart. It's not the quantity. It's the heart that you give there. Hazrat Alauddin Ali Sabri Rahmatullahi, right? He and Nizamuddin Awliya are Saatis and of the same Shaykh, right? So Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya was quite wealthy, and Alauddin Sabri didn't have wealth. So Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullahi, according to his status, he wanted to do some isal sawab, do a good work and pass the sawab to your friend or to your elder or to your parents or to Nabi's person. It's called isal sawab. You know, do a good work and then pass the sawab to someone. Right? So, Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullahi, he wants to make a big gift to Nabi's person. Grand, big gift. He's wealthy. So millions he wants to give, right? So he was asked, just hold on. Your brother Alauddin Ali Sabri Hamtari, he's got a bundle of woods and he's sending it as a gift to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Rasulullah is now attending to him now at this time. At this time, he's attending to him. So when he's over, then you make your gift, you see. But now, in this story, there's a lot of things. He didn't look for the ideal gift, right? What he could manage at that time, see, he gave that. What you could manage, see. So when I say what you can manage, it doesn't mean now you're a multi-millionaire and give someone one pocket of matches. No, it's like with all ikhlas. What you can easily manage, you do that, right? Because a hadiyah is a token, a token of muhabbat. So you don't give something that is kachra. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ. You don't deliberately give some deficient item. Some deliberately defective item you're giving, that's wrong. See, I've got a lot of ikhlas. That car, you know, right off now, with all my muhabbat. So is that the right spirit? So, what is taken into consideration is the goodness of your heart. What, not the quantity, but I'm giving you the pure heart. So a small gift, but supported with a lot of ikhlas, is far greater than a big gift. There must be the element of ikhlas. It must be on the foundation of ikhlas.
عمل کی مثال مبتدی اور منتہی کے حق میں ارشاد. عمل کی مثال ابتدا میں مثل دوا کے اور انتہا میں مثل غذا کے ہے. منتہی کو عمل کی زیادہ لذت ہوتی ہے, چنانچہ حدیث میں ہے جو عیدت قرۃ عینی فی الصلاۃ.
I think we'll leave that for tomorrow. It needs to look some malfuzat, maybe one line, right? But it needs to be opened out.